The time has now come for the negotiations to conclude, for the war to stop, for the killing and suffering of innocent South Sudanese to stop. The conflict has brought untold suffering to South Sudanese, besides taking the lives of tens of thousands of them. Today, according to the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, there are more than 619,000 South Sudanese refugees in neighboring countries. Hundreds of thousands are displaced inside, with over 150,000 of this living in United Nations protection of civilian sites inside different states of South Sudan, where some misguided armed men have not hesitated to open fire on them. Overall, more than 4 million South Sudanese are facing the threat of famine, and an estimated over 13,000 children who should be going to school are forcibly recruited to fight as child soldiers. I am sure the parties know about the atrocities committed against civilians and their property. Women and children are massacred. Women are raped and burned. Whole villages are pillaged or razed, and large numbers of cattle are stolen. Every South Sudanese has the right to live in peace without fear that another South Sudanese would arbitrarily end his or her life abruptly. The international community is becoming increasingly frustrated by the continuing war, by the unwillingness of the warring parties to make compromises. Because of the war, humanitarian assistance cannot reach many IDPs who need it. Personnel of the United Nations and humanitarian partners risk their lives daily to save the lives of South Sudanese. It is time to stop the constant haggling over one proposal after another while the death and suffering of South Sudanese continues. We highly appreciate the tireless effort exerted by IGAD leaders and their able mediation team, which has produced the compromise proposal at hand. The international community, the United Nations as part of it, has always stood behind and supported IGAD in this endeavor. IGAD mediators have consulted IGAD Plus partners here present, including the United Nations, on the proposed agreement being handed to the parties now. Together, we have found the document to be a fair compromise and hope that you, the South Sudanese parties, will concur with this conclusion. We urge you to take a courageous decision to stop the fighting immediately and embark on the reconstruction and healing of your country and people. Your people are expecting this from you, and the whole concerned world is watching. When you reach agreement as expected on 17 August and commit to implement it, the United States, the United Nations, will do all it is able to do to support you in that effort. Thank you.
Thank you. That brings us to the end of the remarks by the IGAD Mediation, IGAD Plus, Africa Union, international partners. We will now hear responses from the stakeholders, and we will start from the representative of the faith-based. Please respond.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to read the statement from the church leaders. It was issued in June last month, but it's still up to date.